All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Can you see it? Did you know
this? Checked, but the puck comes right to Pettersson, who tries a bank pass for Besser. In with a shot, he scores!
A moment's notice. Adams Lee.
You're listening to Canucks Conversation.
Quinn Hughes beat reporter here. Like, I don't cover the Canucks. Yeah. I cover Quinn Hughes and what he's doing to the Canucks.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
Just wave the guy and get Demko involved. I wanted him in Valentine's Day.
Wow. We should do a radio show together. Right on. I want to fist bump you right now.
What our house. Pearl steals, cutting in, shoots, scores!
Don't waste all the good stuff on the off air. Let's go.
Hello, Canucks fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Canucks Conversation, brought to you by the great folks at Zephyr Epic. You can use promo code HOCKEYSEASON, capital H, capital S, all one word, at ZephyrEpic.com, Z-E-P-H-Y-R, Epic, on all platforms. Using that promo code will get you $5 off your order, and they have free shipping on any order over $50 anywhere in Canada. As my co-host would say, in Newfoundland, all the way to Labrador. Those are really close
from
to each
Newfoundland
other.
From Newfoundland to Lab. Yeah, that's the literally as close as you could have gone.
Wow. I could
from
not have
Newfoundland
botched that more.
To New West.
Let me finish this. We're also delivered to you by the great folks at DoorDash. Use promo code ConvoDD, capital C, capital D's, all one word. That will get you 25% off your first order along with free delivery. My name is David Quadrell.
Jeez, man. Wow. I tell you, with the
just
intro
just laboring
there,
through this intro.
Well, you can't even hear it. You got the headphones on. You're leaning back on your old 1950 Italian chair there. It sounds like that thing's going to go apart here.
It's got heart. That's all that matters. My name is David Quadrelli. I am joined, as always, by the man who built the place, Chris Fabier. I botched the intro, so I had to remind everybody that you once said your own last name wrong.
Won't be the last time, I bet.
You don't think so?
No, I'm already getting it on Twitter for pronouncing Klimovic's team horribly. And let me address that right off the bat. I know that's not what it is.
Yeah.
But I also just kind of spit it out there at the same time. I thought I could just get away with saying it real confidently. Yeah, completely off with that.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Make sure. I almost want to redo that intro because it was so bad. But oh. I don't think we should. I think we just go with it.
Hey, we had some fun on the Patreon as well. Let's plug that right off the top. We never talk about the Patreon, but that was a 30-minute episode there pretty casually? Yeah,
Faber and Quad shoot the bleep, and it was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Chat a little bit about some exciting things moving forward here. And
chatted about some very Patreon content.
Like, yeah, I went out drinking last night.
You went out drinking. I said some stuff. We basically, all you need to know is we put a disclaimer at the front of the episode. We were like, please make sure you don't have kids in the room.
I've already had one Patreon supporter be like, why'd you put that at the start of the episode? And I said, well, then I was trying to think, yeah, we swore a little bit in that one.
Yeah, no, this one definitely needed it. The subject matter and everything. But yeah, if you want to go listen to it, $5 and $10 tiers gets you all the bonus content, including Faber and Quad Shoot the Bleep, and much more.
Another thing, too, reviews. We never talk about reviews. We got some reviews because I think I mentioned it the other day. I said, yeah. Said, yo, we don't want, there was that one review that was all about the freaking goalie talk. And what do we get? We get three more new reviews, 5 stars each. Thank you so much for the five stars.
Guys.
It means, I don't know what it means, but it's good to get the five.
It means a lot to us.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what it does though, but it means a lot.
Makes us feel good.
The 5 stars makes us feel good. But here's the thing. All the new reviews are just calling me freaking Chris Faber and saying that they want more goalie talk. That's the complete opposite thing I asked for.
That's funny.
I just asked for one thing to, you know, talk about the podcast or anything, do anything else. And all I get here is, yeah, Faber built the place, blah, blah, blah. Got a number two in the charts, blah, 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 goalie talk. That's all there is on these new reviews, but they're all 5 stars. So I do appreciate that.
There was one review and, you know, I don't think this person meant any ill intent, but I did find it funny because it was titled Longtime Listener. I've listened since Faber got the podcast to like number 5 or whatever. And then he's like, and then Quaz joined and the review just ends. And I was like, oh
yeah, I mean, whatever. Some of the reviews aren't the best.
Like, no,
people are taking shots at us in the reviews, but they give 5 stars most of the time. So that's good.
Yeah.
I think one of our only ones that like, isn't like, we have a handful that aren't 5 stars, but one of them was like, back when I used to say absolutely all the time.
That's so funny.
And I still kind of do when we're doing interviews, but I think I've gotten a lot better at it.
Yeah, I think so. You grow. You grow as a podcaster.
And people don't know, right before we started this, you had a little centipede running across the floor. I told you not to look at it.
Ugh. What'd you do with it?
I squished it and threw it in the garbage there.
Thanks. Yeah, you were like, if you don't like bugs, which you know I don't, you were like, don't look over. And I immediately looked.
Yeah, I knew you were going to.
Yeah.
All right, where are we going to start here? I think
this is the first episode before training camp.
Yeah.
This is the calm before the storm. And Chris, we weren't sure if this was going to be the case. It certainly looks like it will be. The Vancouver Canucks' two top players are not going to be at training camp. It really doesn't look like they're going to be there for the first day. Tomorrow, we have immediate availabilities, beginning with Jim Benning and Travis Green. More on that soon, because that's our poll question today. But they're not going to be there. Like, Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes are both in Michigan right now. Elias Pettersson was shortly in Vancouver. This is reported by Thomas Drantz of The Athletic and Rick Dhaliwal. Shortly in Vancouver and left to go skate and train with Quinn Hughes in Michigan. There are a few NHLers there, like prominent NHLers from the Michigan area there that they're training with. But Elias Pettersson, no longer in Vancouver.
I got to reach out to my United States Development Program sources, because I'm guessing that's where they're training. I'm guessing they're at the United States National Team Development Program.
Probably. Facilities.
I got some sources there. I got to get moving on that, actually. My boy's over there.
Brock Faber.
He'll get me the inside scoop for sure. No, but like back when we had all those, we had Caulfield on the show.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Boldy was on the show. Bunch of great guests on the show. It's too bad, because I think that it was a real positive to see Pettersson here in Vancouver, right? Like, that was a thing that we're getting pretty excited about. He's posting on Instagram. He's back in Vancouver. We're getting closer to that point where, yeah, he's going to be here at training camp. Now with him leaving to Michigan, everything that we're hearing lately, man, it's like the thing that's kind of was reported. I forget how it was it was Donnie and Dolly. They've been doing just an incredible job lately. Dhaliwal is on his thing right now. He's rolling. Yeah, but the report that I saw from them was that it doesn't look like the point that we all thought was going to be kind of the tipping point. We thought it was going to be training camp, right? You want to get them into training camp because of what happened last year. And it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like the start of the season is now the tipping point, which is insane. That is, we've talked about this. Like, I don't think it's going to happen. But to me, this is a near fireable offense for Jim Benning if he cannot have these two in for regular, like for training camp alone is a big deal. But if seriously, if they get to game one of the season and you don't have even one, like you maybe you sign one, but you don't have the other. If you don't have both these guys in your lineup, this is a legitimate fireable offense to me on Jim Benning.
And folks, this is why we were saying when Tanner Pearson was signed, we were saying like this is a short-sighted move. Like this is when they still had Louis and Beagle and Roussel, and we were like, okay, there's one more year left on those. Like that's going to be the end. They'll have so much freed up money. And then they went and signed Pearson, and we were like, this contract's going to look bad like in 2 years. And folks, we're already here. Like, do you really need Tanner Pearson more than you could have? Like, you could have both of these guys long term if Tanner Pearson wasn't under contract.
Right. I mean, think about it. Tanner Pearson's making what, 3.25? Was
yeah.
It? Man. Yeah. Like that's a huge knock for someone who Pearson likely, like, I think he's going to play on the second line to start, but he's more of a third line.
He's going to be third line player by the end of the year.
By the
no
end of
doubt.
The year. Yeah. I agree with that too. Yeah. And I just think that it's.
That's a bottom six forward.
It's just astonishing to me that the way that this is all gone. I mean, I know that like it was like Jim Benning had to do a lot of work to this team to overhaul it from last season.
And
everything
give
they
him credit.
Through.
Did a great job. This team is looking great. Connor Garland, Oliver Ekman-Larsson has a chance to bounce back.
Those guys are great. Yeah. Those guys are going to be fine. But how do you not have your two stars signed?
I agree.
How do you not have them coming into training camp? We talk about this all offseason when we were like tiptoeing around this because we didn't want to spend so much time on these contracts. But I think now is the point where we have to talk about it.
Yeah, you have to.
Right? We have to get into these here because like we thought that it would be done by training camp. Both of us were in that camp.
Yeah.
From hearing how everything was working, just thinking about how I was going to go through the motions of getting these two star signs. You know the money's there, right? There's about $15.5 million after you pencil down some players, after you get Ferland on LTIR, $15.5 million. There's enough money there to get a deal done. There's enough money there for me to have a long term deal on one of these guys. But I think the strange thing, and like this is such a weird comparable, but the thing that's sort of like making everything really weird to me is seeing Kaprizov and how he's turning down $9 million on 5-year deals in Minnesota as a guy who is the exact same points per game as Elias Pettersson, but played a lot less. And then, you know, if Kaprizov isn't signing for $9 million, I seriously wonder about Pettersson because, man, if you would have told me at the start of the offseason that Pettersson might be looking for a 3-year deal over $8 million, I'd say that's crazy. Why would you give him a 3-year deal over $8 million? But I think we're at the point now where I think that's what they're asking for. I think they're asking for 8+ on a short-term deal.
Yeah, I think they're asking for more than that.
Because I think we even talked about this, and I've wrote about this quite a bit, but I always thought that it might end up being a 2-year deal for Pettersson and a long-term deal for Hughes. Now a 2-year deal for Pettersson, when I was first talking about this in the start of the offseason, honestly, I was thinking like 5.5 to 6.5 on a 2-year deal. Let him prove himself. He's battled injury a little bit in the past. He looked
injured
great in
every season. Every season.
Yeah, hasn't played a full season. He's been great in the playoffs. That's the big difference, I think, between him and, you know, I think that gives him a leg up quite a bit on these Toronto guys who signed these massive deals. But that's who's starting to be the comparable for him. I thought that 2 years would be something 5.5, 6.5. I think 2 years now is at least 7.5. And that's what I think they're coming in at, which is that's too much money.
Really?
To me, I think that's too much money on a 2-year deal.
Okay, on a 2-year deal, sure.
Yeah.
But you're comfortable paying Pettersson that, right?
I think you're comfortable paying Pettersson that, but 2-year deal, I think, should be a pretty... Yeah, that should be a real bridge. It should be a real bridge deal where you keep him on your RFA to sign him next time. I don't think it's 7.5. Or is Pettersson's camp completely forgetting about last season where he missed 30 games of the year? He missed more than half the season?
Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong. Pettersson, I think he's the guy who has the best chance to bring a Stanley Cup to Vancouver. I think he's going to be the leading force. If they ever get to that Stanley Cup, it's going to be because Pettersson went on one. I think he's an excellent player.
Playoff performer,
all that. But the dude missed more than half the season last year.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be certain parts of this negotiation that Jim Benning has to be able to you know, like win a point, you know, in a negotiation, Jim Benning has to be able to win some points. And that's a big one.
Yeah,
that's a big one. He struggled to start the season last year. He's, you know, he picked things up quite a bit and the Canucks missed him a ton. And that's probably the argument from the agents as well. But it's not like if he would have first 2 years, Pettersson, great. Last year, not great. He missed half the season. If he would have had an excellent year last year, I'm all on board. I'm all on board for seeing like 7.5 on a 2 year deal. But that's not what happened. He missed half the year. How does that raise his value after 2 years from that? I think that this is whatever they're doing with the Canucks management here. It's turning into just an embarrassing look.
And like, we're not trying to rip Pettersson here when we say this, right?
This is his agent handling most of this. I'm sure Pettersson wants to be their camp. I'm sure Hughes wants to be their camp. But those two made the decisions to go out and hire agents for this exact reason.
Yeah.
Right?
Like Pettersson switched agencies because of this.
They're totally entitled to do that, too. Yeah. I'm not saying it's like, you know, you should hate Pettersson. But, man, like a lot of people are. Like you look at the...
Well, I also want to touch on that. I see a lot of, and sorry to cut you off a little bit. Go ahead. But
I was on one.
You know, you were on one. A little energy drink there. No free ads. Won't see which one, but a little energy drink going on. Yeah, don't say it. But, you know, I've seen on Twitter, and I don't even think it's because of these negotiations primarily. I think the injury plays into it. I think just kind of, you know, he had a slow start to the season last year. When he was starting to heat up, he got injured. Like, folks, let's not remember how good, or let's not forget how good Elias Pettersson is, right? Like, he's starting to become a little bit underrated, I think, in this market. And I think, you know, once this contract gets done and once it's all behind us and everybody's kind of, you know, he's no longer public enemy number one for wanting to get paid what he thinks he's worth. Honestly, I think people are going to be shocked at how good Elias Pettersson is. Like, I think he's slowly but surely becoming underrated by some. Now, not by everybody. Like, there's still the fans out there that think he's going to be a Hart Trophy candidate every year. And, you know, this guy's so underrated. Like, he is underrated now. But before, I don't think he was. Like, I don't think it was... Like, people were saying he was underrated in his, like, rookie year and the year after that. I think he was pretty fairly rated at that point, personally. I think now, though, among a certain section of the fan base, and, you know, not even to group them, just a few people in the fan base, and more than a few, a lot of people in the fan base, starting to become a little bit underrated. Like, I think people have forgotten how much of a game breaker this guy is. And, you know, when we look at the Pacific Division, Chris, the Canucks are one of the only teams, obviously aside from Edmonton, that has that game breaking forward. And Edmonton has two of them. But, you know, like, the Canucks have probably the best forward, the single best forward and the single best first line in the Pacific Division, obviously with the exception of Edmonton. I don't think that's a hot take, but I think for some right now, the vision is getting a little bit skewed. Like they're seeing he wants all this money and, well, he's never healthy. Like, how do we know this guy's not going to slump again?
Oh, I mean, you just look at the sunglass uncles on Facebook and the comments they're putting on there.
Sunglass
uncles.
Those
guys are all saying that they want Pettersson gone, training for someone who wants to be here and everything. Yeah. And, you know, listen, those aren't the smartest people about following this organization. but at the same time, those are fans of the Canucks. That's a portion of the fan base.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they got a point. That is a portion of the fan base, and that's how they're looking at it. And every day that this doesn't get done, you got more of these uncles jumping on Facebook with their backwards hats and their sunglasses, and they're all in the front seat of their car driving, taking selfies.
Sometimes
it's a car. But they get they're out there on Facebook. You see them on the Canucks Army comments all the time. And I think that...
some sunglass uncles on Canucks Army.
There's a lot of sunglasses. Anyways, they're I just think it's... Like, who's at fault here more? To me, it's way more Jim Benning's fault.
Well, you also, you know, like, and I get that people complain about how Jim gives money to all the free agents or whatever, right? But, like, you don't want him to play hardball with these guys of all people. But you also don't want him to give blank checks.
With his more valuable players to an organization,
yes,
he's done a pretty good job of getting a good deal done.
Brock Besser, Bo Horvat, Connor Garland, list goes on.
It's almost like... Like, this is a point. Is this a point where you can be confident in Jim Benning that he's going to get a decent deal here out of this?
I think so.
I think so too. I wonder if they're like this. you know, it's weird because, like, I'm saying this is Jim Benning's fault a lot of the time, and I'm, you know, I'm putting a lot of this on Jim Benning, but what if he surprises us with a contract that works well for the team? Like, he's done with a Horvat deal. Like, he's done with a Thatcher Demko deal. You know, Brock Besser's, it took a while. It took a couple days of camp to get into it.
Yep.
Because I was trying to remember this. I was at that training camp. I was at the first 2 days, yes, and he wasn't there.
Yep.
So, I just... Yeah, go ahead.
The one thing to remember is one phone call changes all of this, right?
Well, like, said that on the show last week.
Ben Hankinson and Jim Benning got into a very heated phone call. We were told that F-bombs were thrown back and forth, and they just wanted to get it done. It's possible, and I think the main thing to remember, and I think this is something that Jim is kind of hanging on to, and this is something that favors Jim and the Canucks. And, you know, we shouldn't pin it all on Jim because there's a lot of moving parts that help in these contract negotiations. Mm-hmm. It's not all Jim. The Canucks have in their back pocket that Elias was hurt last year and he really wanted to come back. And look, this guy knows that there's a lot of pressure on him. I'm sure he wants to be at training camp. I'm sure he doesn't want to miss any of the season. There are a lot of times we have heard where players just say to their agents, hey, get it done. Like, I want to be there. Get it done. And that's when agents and player camps start to cave.
We saw that in the NFL. TJ Watt did the exact same thing.
Exactly.
He signed the deal himself.
Exactly. And I wonder.
Without his agent.
Exactly. And I wonder.
No, it doesn't happen, though, with these two. They went out of their way to get these agents for this reason.
So you don't think even if it's, you think this could go on to December?
Oh, man.
Because at that point, well, sorry, I'll cut you off. At that point, I think it's the Canucks who cave, because the Canucks start the season with a 6-game road trip against Buffalo, Detroit, and a few other teams in there, Seattle as well.
Think about it from each side where they would cave from. I think the players would want to cave before training camp. But for the regular season, you got a good point there.
Exactly.
It's a complete opposite. I think the team has to cave at that point.
The team wants to get those wins against Buffalo and Detroit. If you start your season with losing 2 games against Buffalo and Detroit on a road trip, and you're trying so hard to convince everybody that last year didn't happen, I'm sorry. That's a tough, tough look.
It's strange because I've heard this thrown around a lot. Like, whose courts is the ball in here? And I think it's bounced back a lot here, I think, over the last little bit. But just from the recent, like, the excellent job that CAA has done through the media, through getting Canucks fans sort of engaged on their end of how the negotiations are going, through Rick Dhaliwal or through, you know, Drantz or anybody, really, kind of getting their point of how this negotiation is going, the ball's in the Canucks court right now where they need to do something. Like, the pressure's on Jim Benning more than anybody right now.
I think it's still in CAA's court. Because I think
I might be saying the saying wrong. Like, I think the pressure is on the Canucks now.
No, I think the pressure's on the agents.
Okay.
I think the pressure shifts to the Canucks, like you said, when the season starts. Right. Or it gets closer to the season. I think, you know, and don't get me wrong, there is some pressure on the Canucks. Tomorrow, you and I are going. Jim Benning and Travis are going to give at least 3 questions each about Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes.
And on top of that, every player that comes out is going to get one too. Because you know what? Like, here's the way I would go about asking this question. I might get the opportunity to do this tomorrow. I'm going to ask, like, hey, last year you didn't get this training camp. You didn't get the preseason games. How important is it this year for you to have it? And what's the player going to say? Massively important. It's so big for us to get this full camp, all these preseason games. Your follow-up question is, you know, an alley-oop. Why, you know, how bad is it that Pettersson is not able to go through that?
Yeah, what are you supposed to say, right?
What's the player supposed to say? He just said how important preseason and training camp was.
Wow, Faber's trap door.
My little trap door that I'm going to set up tomorrow.
Wow. Hopefully no players are listening to this. Yeah,
JT Miller's going to be dropping F-bombs at me when I throw that one out
of tomorrow. If Caleb hears this, oh man, Caleb's clipping this. Evil Vancouver media, Faber.
No, but like, it's,
I know, I'm just
joking. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, that's where we're at. And unfortunately, there's a way that they could have avoided this.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But they didn't.
This is just, you know, this isn't even evil Vancouver media favor. Like, seriously, this is just how things work.
This is a poor job by the organization at this point.
And their feet are going to get held to the fire by the media. That's how it works. You know what?
The way that we're saying it, and I think the way that our conversation is going about it, you're right. You know, it seems like the agents have the power now up until the season.
Yep.
I think up to this point of training camp, like I said, I think the team still had some power, if not more of the power. But right now, the agents, they're in control, man.
Yeah, I do think, though, that there is more pressure on the agents to actually get something done. You know, once the season starts, like we said, Canucks can't really start the season without Hughes or Pettersson. Now imagine them starting the season without Hughes and Pettersson.
Brutal.
We'll cut to break. On the other side, we'll continue this conversation. We will get to the poll question as well. Now, a word from our sponsors.
Folks, summer might be over, but the time to drink Squish is never over. This drink is taking its way into the fall, into the winter, and this is the perfect beverage for everyone. It's not one of those zero-calorie drinks that has no flavor and just tastes like tonic water. These ones have some flavor, folks. Squish Beverage, you can find it all over BC liquor stores, but I'm telling you, you got to do a little bit of digging. You got to go to some private liquor stores. If you find it, tweet at us about it because other listeners want to know where they can find the Squish Lemonade. Comes in a variety of flavors. My favorite, Squish Lemonade Passion Fruit or Squish Lemonade Pineapple. Kind of lean towards pineapple most of the time. So go out and find Squish at your local BC liquor stores or do some of that digging and find the Squish Lemonades at private liquor stores across British Columbia. All right, folks, you know what time it is? We are here to talk about our favorite beer sponsor, Parallel 49 Beer. One of the go-tos quads. You can find this one at most restaurants, too. A lot of restaurants, I've never seen it around. The Trash Panda, simple, one of the longest standing beers from Parallel 49. Highly recommend going out to try it. Not just the beers, though. But the patio quads, the patio at 1950 Triumph Street. Tell the folks about some food and the sweet little drinks on the side that I know you like.
So the Muddler's Pink Lemonade is my go-to, but man, the food there. Cheeseburgers, chicken burger, the spicy chicken burger was fantastic. Sub the pickles, right? Get the pickles instead of jalapenos. Poutine I had, fantastic. They got some green onion in there and it's nice and melted. The worst thing about what makes a poutine bad is when the cheese is not melted. This one, it's melted, and it's very, very good. So go down, check that out. The poutine, the burger, the spicy chicken sandwich. What was that last thing we got?
We got some wings.
The wings, the Korean barbecue wings.
But they're also putting a roof over there. They're working on it for the fall, so it's not just going to be the patio. We got rained out the other day trying to go to Parallel 49, but they're putting a roof over it. The beers are always fresh. So many different beers on tap there. So go out and try some Parallel 49 beer. You can get it at every liquor store you can find and also get on the 1950 Triumph Street to check out the street kitchen.
And a massive thank you to all of our sponsors here at the Canucks Conversation Podcast. Chris, we should get to the poll question. The Blue Orca Sports memorabilia poll question for today. Go check them out at Fuel the Fan on Twitter and Instagram. Go check them out. Chris, what is the poll question today?
Our poll question this week brought to you by at Fuel the Fan. You can find them on Twitter. For all the autographed photos and other sports memorabilia, check them out on Facebook as well. Our poll question, who are you most excited to hear from at tomorrow's media day? The options are JT Effin Miller, Brock Besser, Travis Green / Jim Benning, or I'm angry. Quads, this is a tight little battle for the top spot. Who do you think's winning here?
I'm looking at it right now. I've got a vote. I am voting Travis and Jim.
So Travis Green / Jim Benning combined with I'm Angry has 69% of the vote right now.
And people, you know, we always put I'm Angry as an option, but like people actually have a right to be angry that Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes aren't there.
What do we always say? I'm Angry is always like 12% of the fan base, no matter what. They always vote
now
on this.
Now it's like second.
It's up to 30%. Yep. And for good reason. I think we talked about a lot of it in the first half, man. And yeah, I didn't, you're the one who told me. I didn't know we were getting Jim Benning tomorrow either. We're getting Jim Benning in person tomorrow. You and I, first time ever being in person with Jim Benning.
I have before.
What?
Yeah.
When did you talk to Jim Benning in person?
2019 training camp. There for the hockey writers.
Hmm.
Yep.
2019 training camp. I would have been there.
You know, you weren't. The picture of me with the H2O, you took a picture of it. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was my first training camp. I didn't know anybody at that point. Yeah. I was just a young, skinny dude walking into training camp, not really knowing anything.
Drinking all the water.
Drinking all the water.
Staying hydrated.
That hasn't changed. Still drink all the water.
Still drink your little Popeyes.
My sippy cup, as Drance calls it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? Like, is every question of Jim Benning going to be about these contracts tomorrow morning?
I'm going to ask him how his day's going. I'm just kidding. No, like, probably. And you can't really blame anybody.
It's one of these times where they've, remember, like, in the past, they've put out Travis Green and Jim Benning together.
Yeah.
And all the, like, I think it was end of the season last year. Green and,
well, that's what's happening,
and Benning were together.
Travis and Jim are together.
Yeah. So that end of the season one we had last year, I'd say, you know, 8 out of 10 questions are rated Jim Benning. Not a lot to green in the spot. Same thing's going to be tomorrow. What's happening with Pettersson and Hughes? That's what every question is going to be, a different way of attacking it.
And Travis had just signed a contract at that point, too. Mm-hmm. So I have a question for Travis. So I'll ask Travis a question.
Sure.
Don't have much to say to Jim.
Who's the other guy that, I put out the poll question. Who's a player that you want to hear from the most? Like, I thought that they would run away with this poll. They only have 39%, still doing a pretty good job. Poll's still open for another 20 hours or whatever. But who's the player that you want to hear from the most?
From a listener.
And what do you want to hear from them?
This is from a listener, and he has a great point. Capspace Wins Cup Andy, who I played on his softball team for a game or
That's
two.
That's right. He 0 says, for 4, I believe, in the first game.
First
it?
Game, but then I lit it up 5 for 5 in the second game. Okay. I really just zeroed in, gave it...
5 for 5 doesn't mean that much in slow pitch, but I'll tell you what, 0 for 4 sure does.
Okay, man. I was taking your advice, trying to upswing and stuff. That's not the kind of player I am. No. I have good enough hand-eye and bat speed that I could swing on a plane and just absolutely drive it.
You know what's weird about baseball? I mean, we'll go on a little tangent here, but you know, like, when I hit a ball, there's a lot more pop off of it than your body type. Like, your body compared to my body. Why is that? Like, why is me being bigger? I'm curious to, like...
Because there's more, like, force behind it when you swing
something.
You think
so? I feel like you should be able to swing faster than I can swing a bat, right?
Yeah, but there's more, like, force behind your body swinging because
you're
heavier.
I would understand that if it was, like, if you and I were to run into someone in, like, a football tackle.
Yeah.
I understand how I could do more damage than you. But swinging a bat... I feel like you should be able to swing a bat just as fast as me, if not faster than I can.
No, there's more. What's the word?
Just because I'm bigger.
Yeah, there's more. And you're trained. So, if we took someone your size who's never swung a bat before and he tried, of course I could hit it further and harder than he can. But you're like a trained baseball player.
Right.
So your bat speed isn't that part, much like, different than mine.
I'm curious to see. It would be cool. Like, do you remember the show Sports Science?
Yes.
I'd like to see a sports science on how a bigger person.
A Faber and quad sports.
Yeah,
science.
Faber versus quad sports. Let's see what that guy's up to. He's not working. I haven't seen that guy since Sports Science, whatever he's doing.
Didn't that guy get arrested?
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
Him and the ShamWow guy in prison together.
Yeah, geez. Okay, sorry. Back to what Andy said. He said, Bo Horvat, he's the team captain. I want to hear what he has to say about last season, this upcoming season, team expectations, and the absence of Pettersson and Hughes. Andy's bang on with that. Like, he's absolutely right.
That's the right guy to throw that trap double question into. Because the trap question that I mentioned earlier, he's the guy that you ask first, say, how important is training camp?
Wow.
He tells you how important it is, and boom.
Evil Vancouver media favor.
You know what? You know this. I'm like one of the only people that keeps my Twitter on like the white, like the light side, not the dark
mode. Yeah, which is a little weird, yeah.
Is it just called light mode?
Yeah, light mode.
So I keep mine in the light mode. Tomorrow I'm flipping it. I'm flipping it to dark. I'm going dark Twitter tomorrow. I'm finally going to do it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm coming in there and I'm trapping players with questions about Pettersson and Hughes.
You make it sound so bad. Someone's going to actually like take serious offense to this as if it's not just like another day at the office.
No, but I honestly think it's the best way to get an honest answer out of them.
Yeah, it is.
Because otherwise they're going to say, well, it's just up to the business if you just set them up with an easy question like that.
Yeah, you're literally just explaining.
Working on getting a one-on-one questions. Might not if I do these trap questions, but I think I'll be having a one-on-one this week later on with a Canucks prospect as well.
Nice. Care to say who or no?
No, I won't say it till it happens, but
I get my request answered.
I just want to bring it up just quickly here, and I apologize. I hope that we can work things out better as the season goes on, but there is going to be a tougher... It's not going to be as easy to talk to prospects this year.
Yeah, it might be. We'll see.
We're going to see.
Don't say anything yet.
No, it's just, it's some different things going on that it's going to be a little bit more difficult to chat with prospects this year. Something I think I've done an incredible job of over the past 2 years is being able to be connected to these prospects. And I think things might change a little bit, but I think we'll end up finding a better point.
We'll find a balance.
Like a couple months in, I'm hoping that we can find a nice little balance to how I can still be able to do the coverage that I feel like I've really excelled in the past couple of years, and hopefully we can find a little sweet spot, but we're working on it.
Yeah.
It'll
happen in due time.
Just a couple different things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So player-wise, did you say Horvat? You agree with kind of what Andy said?
Yeah, I agree with Andy. Like, Horvat's the captain of this team. It's interesting to see what he has to say, for sure.
Right. And when you talk about Horvat, are you mainly saying the Pettersson? Like, I'm thinking for Pettersson and Hughes to get a quote out of a player, it's Horvat, the guy who you think is kind of you know, he's got to be put to the task of being the final say on what the players think about Pettersson and Hughes not being
there. Yeah, right? Absolutely.
You're thinking it's him?
Yeah, he's the authority figure here.
What do you think about JT Miller? Because we know JT Miller sometimes can be bluntly honest about it.
I think JT Miller's going to be a little closed off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to get a lot out of it.
Think there's another player that might open up about it? Like, who's another leader left? Is Brock? I mean, Brock with his friendship
with him.
Brock will
have some stuff to say. But yeah. Again, nothing groundbreaking.
I saw Clarissa's little quote tweet where she saw that Pettersson's locker was empty. She was so sad.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Oh, that was, I know it was sad. But
yeah.
I think that it'll be interesting to see how the players react to the, it's too bad. Like the Canucks, I feel bad for them because the Canucks have put them into this position.
Yeah.
And us as the media, we have to ask about these. We have to ask about this. You know, I don't want to. I would like to just talk about hockey, talk about the season going into it, but the big story of training camp that has been created by the Vancouver Canucks and their organization not being able to get a contract done is going to be Pettersson and Hughes not being there.
Yeah.
That's the big story of training camp. Podkolzin could look like the next Wayne Gretzky on the ice. He could look like the best player you've ever seen for a lot of these media folks at practice, just seeing Podkolzin. Klimovich might look like another. What if Klimovich looks like he's NHL ready at day one of training camp? That won't even be the top story. The top story, no matter what, is going to be Pettersson and Hughes. And unfortunately, that's just where the Canucks have put themselves in. They've walked themselves into this corner.
Yeah, that is too bad. Yeah, that is too bad because it'd be nice to talk about
other
stuff.
What? We've spent enough time talking about the contracts. Let's talk about what we're excited for training camp. Because, listen, we're putting out this podcast today on Tuesday. Wednesday, we take off, but
shorter
Thursday,
episode today because
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Four of the next 5 days, podcast coming for everyone. Big yawn from Quads. Yeah, that's
sorry.
Not a great time.
Huge yawn from me. But yes, I'm very excited for those podcasts. And the thing is, like, those are going to be like quick hits. Those are going to be short podcasts where we're doing it from the rink, talking about what we saw.
15-20 minute segment, quick ad break, back for 15-20.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and when we're finished from training camp.
This is why we signed Harmon. Harmon filling in for me on Saturday. I have some stuff to attend to, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a good time.
For sure. So what are you looking forward to the most? On ice stuff, no off ice.
Mikey DiPietro looked so good at rookie camp.
Of course we're going down the goalie road.
This is the story I'm working on. Mikey DiPietro looked so good at rookie camp. Talked to Curtis Sanford the night of rookie camp. My request get answered really fast.
I'll freaking start this
here. So I talked to Curtis and I was just like, were you shocked at Mikey? And he said, no, but I also don't want to put too much into a performance at the first rookie camp of the year. Like, let's not forget, this isn't what Curtis said. Let's not forget that Mikey was facing shots from rookies and like prospects. Like, no offense to Connor Lockhart, he doesn't have an NHL shot. So if we're, you know, I was proclaiming, and I still am, that Mikey DiPietro is NHL ready, he was maybe facing like one or two guys who have NHL shots, right?
Yeah.
And again, it was the first practice of the year. So Curtis was like, yeah, it's great to see, don't get me wrong, but it's a starting point. Like, it needs to be the starting point. This isn't the time to do victory laps and say this guy is like, he's here, he's ready. There's no goaltending controversy yet, but I am still going to stand by it that Mikey is NHL ready.
Wouldn't shock me to see Mikey play in Sunday or Monday's game.
No, absolutely not.
Wouldn't shock me to see him get, you know, if they're going to go a full game. You know, I think that there's a good chance we see Mikey in one of those two.
Yeah, games. And I think he's going to shock a lot of people.
Right. Do you think it's Abbott? I think the smart move is play him in Abbotsford. First Monday
back.
Ooh,
that's a good one. Except, man, they are charging $75 for the cheapest ticket in there. $110 is the most expensive. How do you not start Demko? How do you not start Demko?
Well, Mikey, I feel like Mikey would draw a very...
If you're paying $75, you know, you say you bring the kid out, or the kids, say it's a family of four, even
here
a family of two.
Here we go, stepdad quads coming in here.
Stepdad quads. No, let's say you bring the kids out, right? Like, that's an expensive night to go watch Mikey DiPietro play when you could go watch a regular season AHL game where Mikey DiPietro's starting very shortly after.
$25, I think.
$25.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not released yet, but around that.
Well, season tickets cost you about $25 bucks
exactly,
per ticket.
Exactly. So it's ballpark range. Honestly, I don't think like, yeah, I get what you're saying that, yes, this is Abbotsford's goalie. Like, let people get to know him. There's going to be a lot of Canucks fans there, man. Like, there's going
to
be a lot of people.
Better deal to just do the 550, go to training camp. I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't go to this game, but, man, if they're going to charge you that much money,
$5,
$100 to get into there for a preseason game, I don't know if I'd be into it. Well, yeah. You know, maybe the people that are doing super well in the Fraser Valley can go to it, but, well, man, just wait.
As a
You're paying too much for this preseason.
As a kid, did you ever go to the Super Skills competition?
Yeah.
I liked the Super Skills competition.
I went as an 18-year-old at one point.
That's sick. I liked the Super Skills competition as a kid more than I like going to actual games. Mm-hmm. And that was a much cheaper ticket, right? Training camp is similar. You know, nobody's going to wear a cape at training camp. Goalies aren't going to be taking slap shots, unfortunately. But, you know, it's still you're watching your idols in person, live. That's cool for a kid to see. So, you know, if you're taking the kids out,
I recommend training camp. That's just the way I say to people. Hey, listen, you got 3 days. You're going to be able to see the best, all of the players skate.
And like what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, for a lot of single families or single parents, right, that want to take the kid out, this is their Canucks experience. They were like, oh, it's close to home. They can watch the Canucks play. Like, this is your intro to the city of Abbotsford, right? And the Fraser Valley. Like, this is your intro to them.
It's ridiculous.
And you're making it 75? Like, come on. And I get it. Like, I get the business side of it. And I get that it's the, you know, like I bet that they fill that stadium to 50% capacity. That's what they're allowed.
The only reason I can say that I understand it's because it's the Vancouver Canucks this time. Yeah. It's not the Abbotsford Canucks.
Yeah. But even if it was like 50, like that's still a steep price, but 75, like, come on, man.
For a preseason game. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little ridiculous to me. And but also, you know what? I also saw the price. Rob the hockey guy has been all over this today. But he also had the price from Spokane. Oh, I screwed it up. Spokane. Yeah. Spokane, Washington. And Patreon supporter of the show, Lisa, she said it's like across the state from her where she's in Seattle.
Yeah.
So it's pretty far out from Seattle to go to this game. But it's turns out to be like almost it's more expensive to go to that preseason game.
Yes, it is.
And
but
that's the first preseason game ever, though.
Yeah, that's a bad move by the Kraken as well.
Seattle,
but you know, they have a lot of new fans. They have a lot of people that are just eager to be like, I was at the first Seattle Kraken preseason game, right? It's a little bit different.
Hey, you know what I've seen the other day? I was listening to Ray and Drags yesterday. They had Travis Green on the show. Excellent interview. And we're going to have Ferraro here pretty back. And then I know Dragger's around Vancouver. I'd love to get Drags on the show.
Yeah.
Never had him on the show, but Ray's friend of the show. He'll be back on the show. Potentially, man, if we see him at a training camp, maybe we'll grab him for a few minutes. But to hear them, they were talking about a betting, whatever bet site that sponsors them. And the over-under for points on their site was 92.5 for the Kraken.
What?
How are you not hammering the under on that?
Yeah, I would be.
92.5
There's
points?
No way. Yeah, I'd be shocked.
I would be shocked if the Kraken are not like near the bottom of this Pacific division. But you know what? Were people saying this about Vegas the first year Vegas came in? A lot of people were saying this, but I don't think to this degree.
Yeah, not to this degree. And I think people were expecting Seattle to be better because of Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I think once you saw their roster construction, like I was waiting after that draft, I was waiting for them to make a big move. Like I was like, oh, they'll do something. No, nothing.
Nothing, yeah. No, it's going to be an interesting year with the Kraken in here. Canucks better start this year off and beat up on the Kraken. First year to start the rivalry. They have to.
Absolutely. But, man, they got to start this season on a 6-game road trip, right? Like, if they fall to, like, 0-6 and say, or 0-0 or like 1-5 or 2-4, and they don't have Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes signed, like, that's a big hit to morale for a team that had horrible morale last year. Like, everything that happened to this team. Right? That's a horrible way to start the season. And just to kind of tie it back to what we were talking about earlier, it's very important they get these two signed. Hot take, I know.
Yeah, real hot take to kind of close out the episode here. Media Day is going to be good. It's going to be good to, I'm kind of curious how we do, because it's a social distance scrum is kind of what we've heard.
Yeah, it's how it was in 2019.
So yeah, it's going to be us seated them in front of the podium. Yeah. That's what I said it made sense to do. I didn't think we were going to be face to face, all the reporters an inch away from each other's faces. I thought that was ridiculous because that's what it sounded like we were doing.
Well, that's what it's going to be for player scrums, right?
Mm-hmm. And then they'll probably come out in groups as well. I don't think we're going to get one player at a time.
No chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, This has been a fun episode, Chris. We're going to be, next time you hear from us, folks, we're going to be in the Abbotsford Center. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Not very long either. Just around the corner here, nope. 2 days.
Two days from now. So make sure you had this episode all listened to. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast to never miss an episode. For Chris Fabian.
Hold on. One quick more thing, man, before you say my last thing.
Always do this.
Let's give a little shout out for reviews too. I want somebody come in here. Don't talk about goalies. Don't talk about Fabian. Or you know what? I don't even care. Do it if you want. Just we need those reviews for some reason.
5 stars, please.
5-star reviews. You can call me Chris
Fabian. I'm saying if you keep asking, people are going to go ahead and leave 1 stars because they're going to be like, you know what? Screw these guys.
What?
Yeah, someone's going to do that. Some bitter person out there is going to listen to this and be like, you were talking about asking tough questions to Jim. People don't like that. Someone's going to have a problem.
To Jim. Come on.
Someone's going to have a problem with that.
You think that if Jim Benning didn't walk himself into this corner of not having his 2 superstars for the opening of the regular season, then I would give him some slack. I would give Jim all the slack in the world.
All I'm saying is when you leave your review, folks, just remember that my question to Jim is, I just want to know how your day is going, Jim.
Get out of here.
For Chris Faber, my name is David Quadrelli. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Canucks Conversation.
Thanks for listening to Canucks Conversation, delivered by DoorDash. Hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
How about keep it to a thank you, Jim?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.